Question was of the survey.
Gentlemen, I put this on the agenda, okay? Mr. Lank and I were discussing this case, and what happened was they had a air conditioning unit, HVAC, in there. And if you remember what it looked like, there that was in the setback at that time. They had told the inspector prior to coming here and seeing those HVACs that they were going to move them to the other side. And the only thing that you would be ruling on would be the variance on the side yard setback.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure that that was really presented at the... It mentions nothing about HVACs or air conditioning on the sides at the meeting and in the finding of the facts. And when we went down to check to find out if they had moved it, like the inspector said they did, they weren't moved.
Mm.
So our point, you know... The director's point is, could you bring it to the board's attention and ask them if they remember even considering the ACs in that when they made the decision? Now, I'll read it to you what the decision was, what you made on June 7th, 2006. You said, the board found that the applicant was seeking a variance from side yard and rear yard setback requirements. The applicant was requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 10-foot yard setback and a 5-foot variance from the required 20-foot yard setback for a proposed dwelling. It says dwelling. And that's exactly what you want through to say. The applicant wishes to place a new dwelling on a small lot in Cape Windsor. The applicant is requesting the same variances that now are common in Cape Windsor. So when I looked at it and I saw that this air conditioning unit is right on the line when we sent the inspector down there.
We right sent on the property line?
Right on the property line.
Anybody listen to the tapes?
I listened to them. We didn't mention anything.
Nothing was mentioned.
No. Exactly what's in the finding of the facts that we were looking at.
They weren't shown on the survey?
They weren't shown on the survey.
Or drawing or whatever.
They were shown on the survey, but it was proposed...
On the other side, though, right?
No, it was shown in a proposed residence that they were going to build and a proposed porch, and they said, they told the inspector that they would remove those units, so we didn't take that in consideration. That's what I think. We didn't take it into consideration.
I remember...
You remember that?
I remember one, I guess, within last year, but I don't know if it's this one, but I do remember that was, you know, the question. I remember some people saying that they were going to, don't worry about it, they were going to move the HVAC.
Right.
But if you didn't hear it in the tape, then I guess it wasn't.
So the house, the proposed house now is that if you took the house, it's 5 foot off the line. Would be a 5-foot variance because this has to be 10 foot.
The HVAC?
The HVAC is
on the line?
Is on the line.
And it's allowed to encroach?
3 feet.
It's 10 foot setback.
Right.
Well, then you have to apply for another variance, wouldn't you?
That's what I'm asking the board. That's my opinion.
If there's nothing on the tape. They referenced it and it's sitting there, then it needs a variance. Agree?
So he already has a 5-foot variance.
He already had a 5-foot variance.
So is he allowed to encroach 3 feet of that?
No. He's allowed to encroach 3 feet from 10. He'd be 7 feet from the line.
He'd be 7 foot from the line.
He's got to reapply.
For a variance for the HVAC permit?
For a zero setback.
That's what I'm saying. He's got
variance.
A zero setback. Because the inspector went out and said it's right on the line.
10-foot variance.
So we had to deny this case and allow him to play, and you have to reapply for the new variance.
Well, this one's already through.
Approved for the house.
For the house.
House. For the AC units, we have to, he has to reapply for a zero setback.
I think you just issue a violation notice and require that he reapply.
Okay.
That's the way I looked at it, but he wanted me, Mr. Lank wanted me to run that by to make sure we didn't miss something or someone didn't remember something.
But we didn't, so it was never brought up and we didn't ask him to move it to the other side?
No. No, it, like I said, it was proposed and the inspector, I don't know if it was read, or it couldn't have been read into the minutes because I didn't hear anything of it. And it was just not considered.
And it was on the drawing?
Yeah.
And we missed it.
I missed it.
We missed it.
That's rare.
It is
rare.
Yeah, there have been a number of cases though in the last year in particular where for whatever reason they're not showing this HVA stuff on the surveys.
It's true.
And then they find out after the fact when the inspector goes out for the certificate of compliance check and sees the HVAC stuff there and then realizes that they need to put that on the and mention it at the hearing. I mean that's part of the dwelling really.
I think that was maybe pretty hard for us to not see that one right on the line though.
Well, it doesn't look like it's on the line on the drawing. It looks.
Yeah, that's the other thing. If it's not a survey, God knows what you get.
Yeah.
It's on the other side. Property line.
Now, 98% of the variances are very educational for Sherry, and she's hearing this tonight, and she takes about 90% of these, and I know she'll be looking for that now because this is exactly what happens. We have to go back now, and he has to pay another $400 to come back here because we didn't catch that.
I think we try to anyway.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, like when they're not required to turn in a survey, and I know we can't require them to turn in a survey, but it makes it hard because they draw what they think you guys all you want to see. And like he said, they won't put in air conditioning units because they don't take it in consideration.
They're just putting in what they what they need for
and
us
that's
to
what
see.
I said, we try to encourage them to bring in surveys and tell them, you know, we'd like to have a survey if you have it. I know we can't require them, but that is why a lot of this gets repeated, I think, a lot.
Okay.
Come on, Sherry, don't sound too good. They'll replace me.
Well, it's kind of like owner beware.
There's something wrong with you. He keeps telling me that.
Oh.
Owner beware.
Yep. Okay, then. So that's what you'll have to do then. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
We'll go back. And, all right.
Okay, then we'll go on to the next one.